Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Giant Killers. This song is from the live worship recording called Giant Killer, A Heart Like David. The song came to me way back on July 6th of 1999, if you can believe that. Over the past few weeks, I've been sharing how during the summer of 1999, the youth group from my church began meeting in our home weekly to learn about worship and to practice their musical skills. During the very first week, I challenged them to be giant killers concerning music. In other words, don't let the Goliath of music theory defeat them. As I began meditating on this concept, that of being a giant killer, I began to think about the many times I am personally asked each month, how do I keep fighting the fight when I feel like giving up? We all face constant battles against sin in our lives, but how does one not lose hope? Well, consider this. Consider a young shepherd boy named David. David faced the enemy of God even when those on his own side cowered. He fought the battle even though no one else encouraged him. He fought the battle in the midst of scorn and discouragement. He took up not one stone, but five. Ever wonder why he did that? I did. So you know what I did? I did my own study of the word. Goliath literally means exile, to be disgracefully stripped naked, captivity. How often does our sin leave us feeling naked and ashamed and held captive? David had to trust God for his own deliverance. No one else could fight David's battle for David. In fact, David's testimony of faith and grace caused others to rise up and be giant killers around him. Remember that when you feel like giving up. Anything worth having is worth fighting to keep. Our enemy hates our freedom, and he wants us to remain in captivity and bondage to sin. That's the truth. And he wants to cause us to trip up from time to time, hoping we will eventually just give up. Did you know Goliath had brothers and cousins that he or his mighty men had to deal with through the years? It's true. Just read God's word. The first brother of Goliath mentioned in God's word, the next giant he had to face, was named Ishbi-benob. Ishbi-benob means he will return, like a patron, or to retreat. Doesn't our sin sometimes keep coming back like a regular customer and cause us to give up or retreat to failure? Ishbi-benob was actually defeated by one of David's men called Abishai. Abishai means available. Abishai was available to David just as we are to be available to one another in the battle against the giants of our own lives. The next brother of Goliath mentioned is named Saph. Saph means to snatch away, to wait at the threshold, a doorkeeper. He was the next giant. The enemy wants us to always walk in fear, wants us to wonder when the next opportunity to face temptation might arise. We need to be able to see those times rather as opportunities to walk in victory as giant killers rather than to fear being defeated. Saph was defeated by another of David's men named Sibbekai. Sibbekai literally means to fold together, to wrap, copse-like, like a group of trees that surround and enclose a protected pasture. We need to constantly surround ourselves with the protection and truth of the Lord and His Word. Now, the next brother of Goliath was rather odd in that he had no name recorded in the Bible, yet he was known because he had six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot. The significance, I believe, is that sin tries to hold us in its grip, and that grip so often seems unbreakable, yet it is breakable. Six-fingered guy was defeated by Jonathan. Jonathan literally means Jehovah-given. In other words, only the strength of who God is can break the hold of sin in our lives. Humble ourselves by admitting our need and then trust Father God to give us the grace to overcome. Brother number four was called Lami. Lami means foodful. I believe you could say lust is a giant in all of our lives in one way or another. This lusty one was defeated by Elhanan. Elhanan means God is gracious. Again, only the grace of God gives us the strength to overcome the lust of the flesh. Let's do this. Let's be giant killers right now and declare our identity in Christ as we sing this song of boasting in the Lord. This is Giant Killers.
Let's declare who we are tonight. Let's declare not only who we are, but let's declare whose we are. Ready, giant killers? Are you giant killers?
Giant killers, we are strong. We are all. Jesus, giant killers, we are strong, never give up. Giant killers, we are following Jesus Christ. Giant killers, we are strong, we are overcomers. Giant killers, we are mighty in Jesus. Giant killers, we are strong, never give up.
Guys, that is the truth. Knowing Jesus is worth the fight the enemy puts up against us. Why would the enemy fight so hard for our minds and for our lives? This should say something about your destiny, God's plan for your life. This should speak volumes about your worth to God. But like David, we must take up the armor of our God and place the weapons of warfare at our disposal. Some of my personal stones, my ammunition, my weapons, faith, prayer, the Word of God, friends, altars. I use altars to go back and remember battles already won, remembering the deliverance of the Lord in the past, remembering my destiny in Christ. Biggest weapon of all, after the Word of God, praise and worship. Why is that? Because it involves our entire being and incorporates all the other stones. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you are giant killers. Go and be who Father says you are today and take down some giants in your own life. I get pretty excited about this teaching on the giants that David faced and the reason he took up five stones. He knew he would stir up a hornet's nest. If he took down one giant, he'd have to deal with all the others. He and his men were prepared. Let's just be prepared. Now, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my awesome, amazing, beautiful, wonderful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. You can also help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast if you'd consider becoming a member of my team. You can do that by going to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. You can also worship with us at allinallchurch.com. You can join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for live worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.DennisJernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.DennisJernigan. Mark it on your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books available on Amazon, like my book called Giant Killers, as well as my autobiography, Sing Over Me, and the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind, and my brand new book, The Middle of Nowhere. I also have two fantasy book series for young readers. I have several children's books. I have several devotional books available. I even have a novel available. Just go to Amazon and search for the books of Dennis Jernigan. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Giant Killers, from the live recording Giant Killer, A Heart Like David, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or go to iTunes. And remember this, if you remember nothing else, get this. You are a giant killer, and God absolutely loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.